Cedric, welcome back to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Your new show of paintings at the Taft Art Museum is very recent work, and it has an almost musical title. You're calling it Color and Rhythm. And I like that the and is an ampersand rather than spelled out. I would call these works joyful paintings.
Yeah, most of my work expresses joy, the passion and desire to create, and the overall compositional climax happening all at the same time with the flux of creativity that happens in me. So when you look at my paintings, it's a combination of my passions and aspirations as a painter, but at the same time, the way I see the world and how I reinvent the world for the viewers to understand my mindset.
I'd like to know more about how the exhibition came to be. I think that these paintings have been inspired by works in the Taft's own collection.
Yes, the Taft Museum has an ongoing goal to reach out to contemporary artists in the area and abroad to have them look at the Taft's permanent collection and see how that can inspire them to create works that speaks to or contradicts or actually just goes along with the themes that actually exist in their permanent collection. My work, being abstract, they were attracted to how an abstract artist would be taking some of the traditional paintings, the traditional landscapes, or the traditional portraitures that you see there, and how I would translate them in a new way. I could have just looked at the color scheme of paintings, which I've done in the past before, where I've looked at old masters and I've been interested in just the color aspects and not the subject matter, and actually create abstract works based on that. But this time I wanted to really challenge myself. So I actually went into the actual subject matter of the works of art that inspired me from the collection and actually recreated them in a new way that speaks to my vision. So it came about with Tamara Menti coming to me, who is the contemporary curator there, and asked me if I wanted to do it. And I was like, well, yeah, sure. And my first time walking into the Taft Museum, knowing that I was going to be presenting there, I was so frightened and so scared. I remember just trembling and walking into the medieval gallery. That was the first gallery that's there. And just looking at the bowls and just jotting down notes and just trying to find some kind of relationship that I have with the work. And then just calmly walking through until finally you get to the European paintings, the Dutch realist paintings. And then you start seeing some of the things and reminded of some of the things of why you like art. And it was baby steps at first. But, I grew confidence and I started creating work that speaks to those pieces confidently.
Well, it seems to me that working from someone else's painting, taking it as a starting point for your own work, is really paying homage to that artist.
Oh, yeah. William Turner. His work, Europa and the Bull, is one of the pieces that I'm doing an appropriation of. And interesting thing about that particular piece, it has a very luminous, dreamy feel to it, very atmospheric. And it reminds me of a series of paintings that I was doing referencing towards the work of George Ennis. So it was only natural that I wanted to aspire to do that kind of work. Then again, you have some pieces that are totally far-fetched from what I usually do, like the Duncanson murals. So there's a couple of pieces where I looked at particular murals that Donald Duncanson did, and I actually used his compositional setup and structure and just reinvented it in a different way with some of the Asian motifs and designs and patterns that you see in some of the Asian art that's in the Taft Museum. So it's like, it's not just you're looking at one artist and their work and paying homage to that one artist, but you're also appropriating from the existing collection itself and trying to put it together in one compositional flux or climax all in one piece, but not too busy. Try to give some breathing room, but it's cool.
Well, one of these new paintings is called City by the River. Can we assume that city is Cincinnati?
Well, City by the River is actually a promotional piece that I used for the publicity of the show. But that particular piece on the website and the brochure kind of alludes to what you'll see, where I'm taking two artists and combining their efforts. City by the River was an appropriation from a Paul Klee painting as well as a Cezanne painting. And I combined them together and created City by the River. So yeah, you're going to see pieces like that, but you'll also see some pieces that actually look more less abstract than that particular piece. So like this, all this work is brand new. So when the Taft came to me and put the promotional material together for this, I didn't have anything from the past to deliver. I just put it all together, 11 new paintings. So we're talking about within the room that's about 100 square feet, 11 paintings. So it's going to be very tight, but very colorful, very bright exhibition.
Music is another source of inspiration for these paintings. Would you talk a little bit about that?
Well, I relate to music in a way because I'm a musician. I play guitar and I play bass guitar. I've played in numerous bands and I've always had a passion for music and the whole performance aspect of it. I'm a child of the video age and MTV and all that stuff. So I had aspirations of being a star in that sense and just, you know, watching performances and stars and all that stuff on television. It's just music always had that feeling of a performance, of an act, of relating to people through dance, through rhythm, through volume. I'm not an accomplished musician as much as I am an artist. So I see my work as a visual artist as a way for me to be the quote-unquote rock star. Not flamboyant, but in a way, but in the sense that I can lure people in through color, through composition, through movement, through rhythm, to partake in my experience. And that's what makes it exciting for me. So the musical composition that one thinks of where parts, crescendos, and rhythms and refrains occur, that's what happens also in art. And the same things that make a strong composition work on a musical level is the same way something works compositionally strongly on a creative level or on a visual level. So I try to remember that. And it's playful. Everybody likes music. Everybody likes color. And my work is about excitement, vibrancy, and just feeling good.
Well, you'll be giving a talk at the Taft Museum on your show. When will that take place?
That will be next Sunday. That will be April the 2nd. And it's going to be from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Taft Museum. And it's going to take place in their lecture hall. And then we'll do another little small tour after that into the gallery where I can actually point to some of the things I spoke to about in the lecture. It'll be great because I think there's like four phases of my career. And I think this exhibition captures all four phases within creating work that's inspired by the Taft's collection. So you have the inspiration of the landscape, which was from my period where I was looking at the works of George Ennis. You have the references towards the city in the example piece, City by the River, where you have a landscape with an actual architectonic feel to it. And you have some figurative stuff in there, which is stuff I've dabbled with in the past, but I explore in these newer paintings at the Taft with the William Turner piece. So it's going to be kind of a combination of different things that I do.
Well, you also teach art, and your artist in residence for two elementary schools. Is working with youngsters a pleasure?
Yeah, it is. It keeps me honest. It keeps me humble. It keeps me on my toes. I create works for all people to appreciate, young and old, and I want my work to resonate with all audiences. So when I create something and it's still fresh and exciting to someone who's young, and it's still fresh and exciting to someone who's middle-aged or someone who's old or my age or whatever, that means a lot to me. So they're my audience. They're the ones who are going to stay honest with me when I show them a picture or show them a painting and I say, what do you see? And they get the answer right or the answer wrong, or they tell me something I didn't see. That inspires me. And I think that keeps me in the game, keeps me on my toes. It makes those moments. I do a lot of teaching, a lot of murals around the city and a lot of extracurricular activity within the community and arts. So after doing all that stuff and coming back to the studio and given an opportunity like the Taft, you better know what it keeps you humble, and you better get busy and keep working, you know? So it's all connected.
Well, I think Cincinnati is fortunate to have you here.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. I love
Thanks
this
so
city.
Much for coming in to talk with us.
Thank you so much.
We've been talking with Cedric Michael Cox about his exhibition, Color and Rhythm, at the Taft Museum of Art, on view now through June 25th. For a link to more information, see wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.